We're coming back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and as we commonly do, I'm going to ask a Bible question, and this is for the students that are in this school. If you were in our last class, you will know the answer to this if you were attentively listening and if you're paying attention, although I know you could be listening and this could have slipped by. I want to ask you a person's name. Moses gave a great invitation to one who was not of the children of Israel when he was on his way to the promised land. He said, "Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel." Here's the Bible question. Who was the man Moses was talking to, and what was his relationship to Moses? I'll read the answer to that question in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the Bible question. Moses spoke to someone. He said, "Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel." Who was Moses talking to? Here's the answer. Numbers chapter 10. And verse 29, "And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law." So the name was Hobab, and his relationship to Moses was? It was his brother-in-law, because Moses had married the daughter of Reuel. And this was the son of Reuel the Midianite. And he said, "We're journeying unto a place of the which Jehovah said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for Jehovah hath spoken good concerning Israel." And he said to him, "I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred." But that is not the end of the story. Let me read to you the next two verses. Numbers chapter 10, verses 31 and 32. "And he said," now this is Moses, "Moses said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou shalt be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou wilt be with us, yea, it shall be, what good soever Jehovah shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee." Now there's that expression, "Thou shalt be to us instead of eyes." Let's turn and read the notes that E.A. Elam wrote about this in a Sunday school lesson that he prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 3rd, 1926. Moses was still more urgent, saying, "Leave us not, I pray thee, and thou shalt be to us instead of eyes." Hobab knew the wilderness well, and could guide the Israelites about it. And for this reason, Moses urged him to go, promising again that Hobab should enjoy whatever good God would do to Israel. "The same will we do to thee also. But if God led them by the cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night, why did Moses urge Hobab to go, that he might be to them instead of eyes? God never does for men what they can do for themselves." The cloud led their journeys, and they must follow it. But they were constantly looking out for fuel, water, and pasture for their flocks and herds while they were encamped. Hobab could guide them in finding these. God fed them on manna only so long as they could not produce food for themselves. God helps man by placing ways and means in man's hands by which he may, in a sense, help himself. Did Hobab go? From other references, it seems clear that he did. These Midianites were called Kenites, And some of the Kenites did go with Israel, and the children of Hobab are mentioned among them. In Numbers 24, 21 and 22. In Judges chapter 1 and verse 16. And in Judges chapter 4 and verse 11. Moses' father-in-law worshipped God with Moses and gave him able counsel, but counsel which was to be accepted only by the command of God. Exodus 18. And so the children of Israel journeyed in obedience to God. We read in Numbers 10, verses 35 and 36. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, O Jehovah, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Jehovah, unto the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel. Obedience to God's command. In verse 13, the Israelites departed from Mount Sinai and made their journey. The ark was carried in the center of the tribes, verse 21. But as the army never moved until the cloud was taken up, yet the ark is said to go before them, that is, to be the first to move. As without this motion, the Israelites continued in the encampment. It may be that the cloud also overshadowed them during the day when they journeyed. God said, He is said to be a shade from the heat in Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 4. And the psalmist speaks of the shadow of the Almighty in Psalm 91 and verse 1. It would be nice to have a cloud cover going through the hot, dry desert to shield them from that intense heat of the sun. So the children of Israel, the children of God, in their journey from earth to heaven, must travel every day according to God's directions. Now Moses said a prayer. We read about this in Numbers chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, O Jehovah, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Jehovah, unto the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel. In obedience, this was Moses' prayer when the ark set forward. Rise up, O Jehovah, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. God fought the battles of Israel when they trusted and obeyed him, but allowed them to flee before their enemies when they sinned. One could chase 1,000, and two could put 10,000 to flight when they obeyed God. While the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, yet Paul says of all Christians in Romans 8 and verse 31, If God be for us, who can be against us? When the ark rested, this was Moses' prayer, Return, O Jehovah, unto the 10,000s of the thousands of Israel. How appropriate to praise God and to ask for His guidance in the morning when we start on the day's journey, and to thank Him and to ask for His protection when we camp at night. This Sunday school lesson has come to a close, but right at the end of this Sunday school lesson is a little rhyme, and it simply says it is selected. So I don't know who wrote this, but here's what it says. But once I passed this way, but then no more, but once, and then the silent door swings on its hinges, opens, closes, and no more I pass this way. So while I may, with all my might, I will assay sweet comfort and delight to all I meet upon the pilgrim way. For no man travels twice the great highway that climbs through darkness up to light, through night to day. I turn the page, and I come to a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 10th. And this has to do with a report of the spies. Now, we're recommended to read Numbers chapter 13 and 14. I'll begin this reading in this class, and we'll probably have to continue it in a class that is to come. But here we are in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 1. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a prince among them. And Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the commandment of Jehovah, and all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammuah, the son of Zakur; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori; of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Nun; of the tribe of Benjamin, Paltai, the son of Raphu; of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Zodai; of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadai, the son of Sushi; of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali; of the tribe of Asher, Shethur, the son of Michael; of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabai, the son of Vophsphi; of the tribe of Gad, Geruel, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men that Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, Get you up this way by the south, and go into the hill country, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, whether they be few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities they are that dwell in, whether they are in camps or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether there is wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 21. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob unto the entrance of Hamath. And they went up by the south and came into Hebron and Ahiman and Shishai and Talmai. The children of Anak were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came into the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch. With one cluster of grapes they bare it upon a staff between two. And they brought also of the pomegranates and of the figs. That place was called the valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the children of Israel cut down from thence. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 25. And they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word to them, unto all the congregation. And they showed them the fruit of the land, and they told them and said, We came to the land whither thou sendest us. Surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it. Howbeit, the people that dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. I'm going to stop the reading at this point, and we'll take that up then again in the next class. And we'll see how they feared, except for Joshua and Caleb.